I've opened up my heart to see I don't fall apart. I just feel I'm stronger than I ever be.
That beautiful voice belongs to the beautiful Carly Johnson of Louisville. That's called Burn Your Fear, is a brand new song. Hi, Carly. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Terry. It's so good to hear your voice.
When I heard your voice on this song, it's been out a week or so, it was like, man, that girl just, you take people to places with that instrument of yours. You have to stop and listen when you hear your voice.
That's so nice of you to say that, Terry. Thank you.
I know that this song, Burn Your Fears, it's on your new album. And it's personal, and it's about someone who's gone. So tell the story.
So it's about one of my best friends. We unfortunately lost her in November last year. But I've known her since I was in elementary school, like 20-plus years. And about 4 or so years ago, she was diagnosed with a really rare form of lung cancer that was just genetic and had nothing to do with anything. And her prognosis was pretty stark. A lot of people that are diagnosed with this specific lung cancer, it's called ROS1. Some don't live for 6 months. It really depends on the kind of treatment you get and how you respond. We were fortunate enough to have her for 4 years, but right after her diagnosis, around New Year's Eve, she gathered around with her family, and they went in their backyard and had a bonfire going, and she wrote down all of her greatest fears, things that she might not get to do in her lifetime. And she decided to throw them in the bonfire and start a new life of looking at things differently and finding the beauty in life in new ways. And it was just really inspiring to me, and I had to write that song. And I always thought of it as an anthem to her, and I'm so glad that she got to enjoy it as long as she did. It was not long enough, but so it's very near and dear to my heart for sure. Well, and I also kind of feel like it has a greater meaning now. You know, we're all going through so much right now. It's a really tough time in the U.S. and around the world. And, you know, we're all kind of having to burn our fears and look at life differently and find beauty in new ways as well.
Right. She left us a beautiful legacy of that very concept of burn your fears. What a brilliant idea that is.
Yeah, definitely.
And your song is so moving and powerful. And then the video that goes with it, shot at the Kentucky Center, that's the main stage. Is that what that is, Bomard Theater?
It's Whitney Hall.
Whitney Hall, excuse me.
Yeah.
Whitney Hall in the building. And your musician friends, your dancer friends, it's all done so well and elegantly. Who put all that together?
Thank you so much. Well, Antonio Pantoja, he actually shot it, and I had a really strong concept for what I wanted for a long time. So I always wanted to have some members of the Louisville Ballet, and I had this idea in my head of just it being pretty simple, of myself playing piano and the dancers around and kind of the string players coming in gradually. And I never really knew what venue I wanted to have it at, but after, you know, COVID first started in March, I had thought about it a little bit more, and I was like, you know, Whitney Hall is such a grand mecca of the arts in Louisville, and there's something about the idea of it being so empty and, you know, putting on a performance there. I felt like it kind of captured the loneliness we were all feeling during, like, the intense quarantining time. So I reached out to them, and they were really receptive and loved the idea, thankfully, and it kind of all worked out. I feel so lucky that it did. If you had told me when I was little and my mom was taking me to see the Nutcracker at Whitney Hall that I get to have a music video there, I would have never believed you.
It fits perfectly with the story you're telling, the lighting, the movement of the ballet dancers, the musicians that are sitting in seats. I mean, it's all just done so well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. People can see it on YouTube. It's Carly Johnson, Burn Your Fears. But is there a whole album that's out yet, or is that forthcoming?
It's forthcoming, and the full record, full album will be out December 4th. on digital, like all streaming digital platforms and on CD. But if you are a vinyl record lover, you can get it 2 months early, the first week of October. So as an award to people that love vinyls, it's going to be on a double vinyl, and it'll be available at local record shops around town, and also you can pre-order it now on my website, which is carlyjohnsonmusic.com.
I love it that you youngsters appreciate vinyl.
We love vinyl. It's cool again, Terry. It's so fun.
I'm a DJ. I mean, I started 43 years ago playing records, and they were so, we were all wearing gloves. We were trying to not smudge the records, and then they all went away, and I was like, what was that all about? And now you kids have discovered it, and I love it.
Yes, it's the best. I finally got my dad back into it, too, so he's enjoying vinyl again, too.
Tell me about, what's the tenor of the rest of the album? What kind of songs are you bringing into it?
So they're all, like, they really have kind of, like, an old-school R&B soul leaning to them. A little bit of pop going on. I feel like this song is probably my most poppy song. It's pretty much just a straight-up pop ballad. But lots of backup singers, lots of full horn sections. There's, you know, always keys and bass and drums and guitar. So it's a pretty fun record.
Well, I know you're excited about it. So the vinyl record will be available in just a week?
Yes, the first week of October.
All right. Yeah, that'll be here. That'll be here soon enough.
The rest of it will in December. So.
And how's life for you in isolation?
Oh, it's good. As good as it can be. I'm actually very pregnant right now, as you can see in a music video. So I've been staying pretty close to home and just waiting for this kiddo to be born, which will be very soon.
Oh, we're close now?
Oh, we're about a week away, yes.
Oh, man. And that boy, there's going to be some pressure on this kid to sing because the voice like yours doesn't come along very often.
Whatever he loves is fine with me, as long as he's a kind person.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
You were going to say? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, you're fine. I always think it's funny. Like, I'm, you know, being a musician and my husband's an artist, I'm always like, you know, he's probably going to be like a doctor or an accountant, something that we just totally cannot understand.
Engineer.
What?
It'll be an engineer. It'll be all about math or
totally.
Something.
Yeah.
It's like, what? This has nothing to do with art.
Yes, and that's okay.
Well, thanks for giving me the goosebumps when I heard that song, and actually I get them each time I hear it. I've listened to it a bunch of times over the last week or so. It's called Burn Your Fears. Carly Johnson, you are the best, and I'm blowing you a kiss and one for that baby, too.
Yay. Thank you so much. Kisses right back at you. Thank you
there
for
you go,
me.
Sweetie. Great talking to you, and we'll talk down the road. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Okay.
Bye-bye. That's Carly Johnson. Website, carlyjohnsonmusic.com.
I taste the bittersweet.